United States v. Fukueros. Mr. Sachs.
Good morning, Your Honors. Counsel. Your Honor, Joshua Sachs, here representing Antonio Figueroa. This is a direct appeal from the defendant's conviction for attempt to distribute a controlled substance on a non-negotiated plea of guilty and his sentence of 210 months incarceration. And we're here appealing Judge Duryagin's decision to impose a two-level guideline enhancement for a supervisory or managerial role under Guideline Section 3B1.1C. The commentary to the guidelines provides us a list of seven factors which the court is supposed to weigh in determining whether this enhancement is appropriate. It's a non-exclusive list, but it basically...
Non-exclusive. Seven isn't enough? What was...
Your Honor, I didn't invent the term non-exclusive.
Which one is important here?
Pardon me?
Which one of the factors is important here?
Well, Your Honor, I think it goes off on the relationship between participation in the offense and control. Four of the factors, I think, are clearly not supported by any evidence, as I've indicated on page 14 of my brief. There's no indication of exercise of decision-making authority, no indication of recruitment, no indication of a larger share of the offense, no indication of planning. And the scope of the illegal activity that this court suggests in the Herrera case, which I've cited on page 15 of my brief, that's really not an issue when we're talking about managerial role. So what we're talking about is the what do we really know about the participation of the offense and the control and authority that was exercised over somebody else.
Well,
and these two pretty much run together. Your Honor?
In particular, though, Cruz wouldn't know where to go, when to go, or how to go there unless he had the communication directly from your client.
Well, I think it's clear that Cruz is being directed. Cruz is getting controlled. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think the question is...
And you usually get directed by someone who is superior to you in the chain of command, correct?
Well, he might be directed by somebody who's superior to him in the chain of command. That would justify the enhancement. Or he might be getting handed his copy of marching orders by somebody else who gets them from the same source. And that's really what's happening here. There's no – if we had some indication of some kind in this record – that somebody higher up in this organization is saying, Figueroa,
well,
there's a shipment coming in.
The enhancement is not for the leader
organizer. Absolutely not. I absolutely agree, Your Honor. But what I'm saying is, you know, just because people are playing somewhat different roles, just because they're different actors in the play, doesn't mean that one is necessarily superior to the other. What I'm suggesting is...
Well, no, clearly, Figueroa is this guy's supervisor. He tells him what to do.
Well,
management.
If Figueroa, Your Honor, is getting told by his superior, here's a job, get it done, see that it gets done, get it done your way, then he's a manager.
Yeah.
But
that's
Figueroa
what
is getting told.
Yeah, Figueroa is told. Get Cruz to
If Figueroa is essentially getting...
Make sure the money is
transmitted, and so on.
That's what middle management does.
Well, if Figueroa is getting told, Your Honor, essentially, What this record shows is Figueroa is getting told, here's what is going to happen. Here's your copy, and here's Cruz's copy.
Think of a supermarket or something, right? You have a whole bunch of supervisory employees in a supermarket. They act within very precise directions. Very little authority is delegated to them. They're told exactly what to do, but they're supervisors.
For purposes of the supermarket, that could be, but where the one man is simply passing on to another man what he's told to do, it doesn't seem to me passing on,
because you have to ask if Figueroa's is just a communications channel, you know, like a telephone wire, why is the gang using him? Why doesn't it communicate directly with Figueroa's?
We can guess, Your Honor, and we can guess that the people are on top are hiding behind Figueroa.
Isn't he hiding behind Cruz? He could take that flight himself, get the truck, cut out the middleman, and get that chair himself. He's using Cruz to insulate himself.
If he uses Cruz in a way that gives Cruz some sort of discretion about the operation, then Cruz is a manager. But if he's just using Cruz to pass on the copy of the orders, then he's not a manager. That's basically what our position is, and that's what this record shows. And I also think that this goes not to the clear and convincing aspect of the case. This goes to the interpretation, and this goes more to the de novo aspect of the standard review. But it doesn't matter, because either way, this enhancement is, in my view, invalid. I think I've covered it in my brief. If the court has any other questions.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Church?
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Megan Church. I represent the United States. In this case, the District Court correctly found that Antonio Figueroa managed and supervised Ignacio Cruz, Jr., and properly applied the two-level manager enhancement. This finding was supported by all of the evidence in the record, including the unrebutted facts stated in the pre-sentence investigation report and government's version of the offense.
Well, Mr. Sachs's argument basically is that Figueroa's has no discretion. He really is like just a Figueroa. That he really is just like a telephone wire, right? He's totally passive, makes no decisions, just transmits orders. And Mr. Sachs makes a good point that you can see why the higher ups would like to operate through intermediaries to try to hide from the authorities, even if the intermediaries are just communications channels and they have absolutely no authority.
Yes, Your Honor.
What does Figueroa do that suggests he has some actual authority and it's not just a communications channel?
As Your Honor's pointed out, Mr. Figueroa told Ignacio Cruz where to go, when to go.
Yes, I know,
there.
But if all he's doing is transmitting a directive from above, he's not exercising any real authority, is he? You're handicapped by this silly seven-factor test. If they just said supervisor, well, that would be simple. But the seven factors make it sound as if even these very low-level supervisors are supposed to have some kind of discretion and power and so on, and not just be transmitting messages from on high, right?
Well, Your Honor, based on the evidence in this case, which was unrebutted, including by the defendant's own recognitions at his sentencing, he was the one who directed Mr. Cruz on where to go. So he did have to exercise by that.
Did he decide where Cruz was to go, or was he just giving them directions from on high?
Well, when you consider all the evidence in the record, Mr. Figueroa necessarily had to communicate with others He told Mr. Cruz that once Mr. Cruz was in Texas, he would get in contact with the other individuals in Texas. He told Mr. Cruz he would meet up with those individuals in Texas and give them that car. He told Mr. Cruz that then he would have to wait for them to return with the car full of narcotics. He then told Mr. Cruz that he was to come back to Chicago and told Mr. Cruz where he was supposed to meet Mr. Figueroa to give him those 37 kilograms of heroin. And then Mr. Figueroa met up with Mr. Cruz and paid him the money for those kilograms. All of that necessarily suggests that Mr. Figueroa had greater authority in this organization and certainly exercised that authority over Mr. Cruz. And based on all of that, the district court did not clearly err in applying the two-level enhancement for being a manager or supervisor.
Did Figueroa decide where the exchange of the drugs for the money would take place?
They agreed. Mr. Figueroa told Mr. Cruz where to meet him, which was at a Walgreens. It's where they had met on a number of prior occasions. The record in this case shows that Mr. Cruz had been directed by Mr. Figueroa on at least four prior occasions to make those trips to and from.
Was it Figueroa who picked the spot where they had their exchange, or was he ordered to, given the address by his superiors?
Your Honor, the record shows that they agreed to meet at a particular location. What Mr. Figueroa was told is not in the record. We don't know that. But we do know that Mr. Figueroa directed Mr. Cruz to meet him there. And based on that, the two-level enhancement is appropriate. So unless there are any further questions from the panel, we will stand on our brief and ask that you affirm the conviction and sentence of Mr. Figueroa.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Church. Mr. Sachs, anything further? Sure.
This is not a case in which the judge either heard a trial or even heard extensive sentencing proceedings. Everything in this court is on the basis of the PSR and the guilty plea. And the PSR, if I may say so, uses a lot of conclusory and editorial language. And the sentence of the court should not depend on whether the author of the PSR chooses to use a word like told or directed or something, possibly not even thinking what is being written. Any other questions, Your Honor? Otherwise, I stand on the brief and my argument.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sachs. You were appointed, were you not?
Not in this case, Your Honor.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Well, we thank both of you for your efforts on behalf of your respective clients. Next case.